We're not sorry if these get stuck in your head for all eternity.
And guess what? And guess what? I like pancakes. Jimmy Bags, Bunny Goodman, Buddy Delaware.
Oh, he remembered, yes!
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's perfect.
Cactus Hack has been retired. Buddy Delaware coming to you live from the slightly frozen tundra. Alabama just got their own tide rolled. My bracket's busted. We are coming off of the longest period in between ranks. The last time we went this long in between having one of these was between 2005 and 2019.
Good God.
A lot has happened in a month here. I kind of want to change my name to Austin Kingsley, if you're going to...
Change it. Change it.
Ooh,
let's do it.
Man, that's a good one.
Austin Kingsley?
Did you guys watch that? We watched it. That
is that any good?
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
What's that?
Yeah.
The thing of Pornhub on Netflix?
Yeah. Well, what's horrifying is that, like, the porn industry is rifled with, like, you know, sexual trafficking and, you know, a bunch of human rights violations and girls being forced to do things they don't want to. But what's great is the invent of OnlyFans, and it's really empowered the individual. So Pornhub's look like a monster.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, that type of industry isn't really surprising to hear that information.
I have never once in my life gone on Pornhub. Never.
Neither have I, ever.
Neither have I.
No, seriously. I'm being serious. I was sitting there with Rita.
Did you mean
today, or
ever?
No, ever. I was sitting there with Rita, and I was like, I've never gone on
Jim's
Pornhub.
Jim's got like 17 different folders. He's got...
No, and she's like... He's got the greatest hits 2017. Like,
it's like Mark Wahlberg and Ted. It's just like anal clockwise, anal counterclockwise. Maybe I gotta switch it up.
So anyway, Cactus Hack has been retired. Buddy Delaware.
He's gone.
Buddy Delaware. Wow. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I got this great mustache.
That's a Buddy Delaware mustache.
Cornstache. Cornstache.
I mean,
yeah.
You gotta get rid of the goat, though. Then that's the Buddy Delaware.
I'm not at like my normal operating weight. I'm like in the winter weight where you still got a little bloat on you. So once I slim down a little bit, get back on there.
A lot has happened since our last rank, which was February 10th.
Yeah.
Which
wow.
It was Super Bowl.
Yes.
Oh, it was.
Scream 6 came out. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Horrible.
Shut up.
New seat.
And then
the second half of You dropped. I watched it. You guys did not, so I won't say anything. I highly recommend it.
The first half dropped the last week, that weekend that we did the ring.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Shit.
Oh wow!
Wow.
Netflix and their monthly half seasons that they do now.
I watched Nope last night. It was the idea was there, the execution was not.
Is that the one with the horse?
Yes.
Yeah,
Jordan Peele one.
I love Jordan Peele. I thought that Get Out was great. Us, was that the other one he did? Us, that
I'm
was
not too
fucking
sure.
Awesome.
I don't know. It got kind of a little weird at the end.
Yeah, I wasn't huge on it. I didn't
like up until
was,
the
awesome.
Ending scene. It was good. It was suspenseful. Like the acting wasn't bad, but the ending was a little wonky.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it. Like I thought it was really good. But I didn't think it was as good. But I like Jordan Peele. I support him. He's like a modern horror.
I'd like to see something else by him. So, after
he's got a new one. They're in production on his next one.
Okay, so I'll have to check out some of the shit.
So
it's been a while.
Right.
We're not doing Stain tonight. So.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even remember what we were supposed to be doing. The last one we did was Puddle of Mud, and we had a lot of technical difficulties so...
It was a puddle of shit.
If I can figure out how to edit it, great. If not, then, you know, we'll just post
it. How about we don't?
Yeah.
Yeah, let it go. Yeah.
Don't. I don't know.
You know what?
That's
it's
a long
like
time.
I'll figure it out.
That is better.
If I can get it to work, I'll get it to work. If not, then you know we'll just scrap it. But we decided to switch things up here. No bands tonight. We are doing bonus pick by Jim because we just didn't know who to have one pick. So Jim picked top discontinued items of anything. And the main event tonight, the kind of a spin-off of a previous rank, which was commercial mascots. Now we're doing commercial jingles. Full-blown disclaimer.
Yes.
We're not sorry if these get stuck in your head for all eternity.
That's good.
No, they need to.
And singing or acting out the jingle is strongly encouraged.
Good God. All right, let me get my apples.
All right, so...
I'm gonna get my bag of apples.
Buddy.
Oof.
Mr. Yes. Delaware. What kind of beverages are we drinking? What kind of clothing are we wearing?
Detective Delaware.
I'm drinking these...
Detective Delaware.
I'm drinking these Langoliers Summer Shandy.
Langenkugel.
Yes.
The Langoliers?
Yeah, and honestly, I don't even have a shirt. I have a flannel.
Gray sweatshirt and flannel.
Because
You got the Knicks hat.
I got the Knicks hat, yeah. There might be an intermission. We'll see. I might switch it up during intermission. I don't know.
Dude, Hughes looks like Dahmer right now. He's got the flannel on, the hoodie over it, the hat on.
Here, let's get
like,
a picture of
him. He's gonna be like, I got some bad meat in my fridge.
Oh, always got bad meat.
I got some bad meat in the fridge.
Oh, let's get that picture.
Got it.
All right.
Okay, there's the Dahmer.
Alright, I got three different beers tonight. I got some Shiner Holiday Cheer.
Holy shit.
One place by me still had some left, and I picked it up. I got some Voodoo Ranger Juicy Haze IPA.
That's good stuff.
I've had that before. Genesee Cran Orange.
Oh, man. Excellent.
And I am wearing a... for commercial jingles, we have a exporter-importer aficionado of latexes, Vandalay Industries.
Right, perfect. And the matchbooks,
yes,
right?
Yes,
the matchsticks,
yes.
I should say. Yeah, he was worried about the import and export,
yes. They want to focus more on importing.
Importing?
Maybe exporting, I don't know. Shimmy, what do you got?
Gentlemen, I've got Miller Lite. And then my new Ghost shirt. Look at it. It's puffy.
Nice.
Hughes, you're on it. Right there, look at him.
It's Buddy. It's no longer Hughes,
that's
it's
right.
Buddy.
Seriously,
Buddy,
yeah, Buddy.
We're Delaware. We're in Delaware.
Dude, it's like raised. It's like you rub it and all the text is raised up.
Awesome.
It's crazy.
It'll wash off in
one
wash,
of
probably.
It's worth it. Anything for ghosts. They own
all
me. All right,
so we
ass.
Need to pick an order. Buddy, you won the Super Bowl.
Wait, somebody has Pornhub open. I hear it.
That would be my dog.
Hear that slapping?
That would be my dog drinking.
Oh, sorry. I thought somebody was on Pornhub.
Yes.
I just didn't want to get sued for copyright of wet vaginas.
Macaroni noises.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
All right.
That's some thick cheese, man. Wow.
Buddy,
yeah.
Since you won the Super Bowl thing that we did that didn't really mean anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that's something.
I got a range here that should be a three banger of commercial jingles. We're gonna go from 8 to 77.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
8 to 77.
We'll figure it out later.
All right, I'll
pick a
number.
8 to 77.
8 to 77. Let's go a little in honor of my Knicks hat and the greatest center in the history of the NBA, Patrick Ewing, 33.
Jim, should I just write it down?
Of course you should. Sit in
69. I will go...
Soixante-neuf.
I will go... the double Costanza. 77.
Right. Ooh. No,
I got no shot in winning other than right on the nose. Alexa,
wow.
Give me a number between 8 and 77. Alexa. Give me a number between 8 and 77.
Here's a number between 8 and 77. It's
62. 62. Hugh Ooh. Bunny. That, not Bunny. That Buddy. Whatever. Getting used to this new name. All right. Pick an order.
I want to go first.
All right.
Beautiful.
I'm going to defer Wash because you pick the rest. Bunny, good. You pick the
other. I'll go second. Jim goes third.
All right. I'll clean it up.
And we are going to take a quick 2-minute break. Ooh. My canine needs to relieve herself.
What is that code for?
My dog has to take a piss. And we're back.
All right. So we're back. All right. I'm going to kick us off here. I'm going to go 10 to 6 with discontinued items. Are we ready?
Sure are.
Woo, woo. Get him.
All right. I'm going to give the preface here. I did like all like snacks and eating.
That's what I did. I did
a whole bunch
drinks.
Of stuff like snacks, drinks, objects that you can purchase that are not consumable.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Number 10. This just recently got discontinued. I hated having it by itself, but if you mix vodka or some type of alcohol with it, delicious. Sierra Mist.
Ooh. What the hell is it called now?
Spiral or Smiley or something?
It's Sierra Mist. Here's the thing. Anyway. What was it called before Sierra Mist?
Mellow Sprite. Yellow.
Huh? No, Sprite's Coke.
What was
Pepsi?
Sprite's Coke.
Sierra Mist is Pepsi.
Mellow Yellow.
Sierra Mist is Pepsi, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh. God, I could go for a nice glass of 7-Up right now.
Ooh, man.
I haven't had soda in like 2 months.
You got a 7-Up.
Right.
Yeah. Here we go. Speaking of sodas, Black Cherry Vanilla Coke. It deserved a longer shelf life. It's fucking
but awesome. A sugar name.
Yeah, that's true.
Black Cherry Vanilla Coke. Yeah.
That's a
wow.
Lot, yeah.
The BCV Coke.
Okay, number 8. A delicious alternative to Lifesavers. Cream
Ooh.
Savers.
Ooh, the Cream Savers.
I do
they
miss those.
Good.
I do miss them.
If you did not have this next one in your lunchbox in like elementary to middle school, you weren't living your best life. Dunkaroos.
They're back.
They are. Oh.
Are
okay.
they?
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know they were back.
I just had them like maybe 2 months ago. They're back.
What? Surprise, the buddy. Dunkaroo. God damn it.
You can find a lot of
okay.
recipes online how to make your own too.
Yeah. Interesting. So, okay. And then my number 6. These were delicious. Burger King. They're chicken tenders. Not the nuggets.
The
not
tenders.
They'll give you like 80 nuggets for 69 cents. I don't know if it's real chicken.
Ooh.
But those tenders work.
I don't know if you guys watched it, then one day I send it to you. There's like one Facebook Reels I was watching where it's like one dude who knows a lot about the fast food industry.
Yeah.
Supposedly, Wendy's has a nugget bucket. You can get 50 Wendy's nuggets in a bucket.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta ask for it.
You gotta ask for it. It's not on the menu. You gotta ask for it. I don't know how much it is. I don't know the validity of it.
I don't care. I pay any price.
Do with that information
That'd
what
be
you
awesome.
Will.
I don't have the fast food a ton, and I haven't had Wendy's.
Oh man,
Wendy's
is
solid.
I had Taco Bell last night.
But they do have secret menus, because I remember
yes.
at Wawa, if there's a code, a way you touch the Wawa screen, it opens a secret menu. I thought it was bullshit until I did it, and I was like, oh, this is real.
Yeah,
McDonald's has a cake.
Wawa does have the secret menu. Except when you
yeah.
order from it, a guy with like a top hat and like a weird accent shows up saying that he stole his
yeah.
his dinner.
Or it's some weird dude just saying go to Sheetz because it's better than Wawa anyway. But
Sheetz is pretty good.
Man.
I gotta tell you what, there's few times in life I'm gonna pass up like a shamich. What do they call them?
Sandwich. Sandwich is schmagel, a schmuffin, a schmonster.
Schmonster. Yeah.
Yes. How about
Shippy,
Slammy,
Swanson,
Samsonite
case, Samsonite,
and now they sell beer
if,
too.
Oh wow!
I don't care if the electricity is out, and I'm going to Sheetz, and I'm gonna fucking get what's on
the
my
shits.
Mind.
I'm quite pumped. There's a Sheetz like maybe 2 miles away from where I live now. It's great.
Is there really?
Yeah, in
where Rocketeers was?
Right where Superdad's actually.
Yeah, right up there. Okay, so like, yeah,
and then it went to
oh,
something
yeah.
else, and then it went to Sinners Sinning, and now the building's for sale.
You know, you know,
oh my
again,
god,
like,
sinner,
we
sinner.
Talking,
wow.
I feel like there's a lot of topics going here, but like, I also, speaking of Super Dads, Oscar, remember going to Super Dads?
Oh god, it was awful.
It was the only time in my life I've ever gone to a gentleman's club, and I, even at 18 or 19, I remember I just felt so bad for the girls.
I hate going to them. I'd rather go to a casino. At least I have a chance to get my money back.
I just remember this lady, she came over, and I don't have what they refer to as ESP, but I feel like I have a good amount of empathy, and I think she was saying, like, help my kids, while she was, like, shoving breasts in my face.
And then another guy that we were with, he decided to go on the back with her. We're like, okay, cool.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
He did.
I think I was so traumatized. Go ahead,
all right, I got two honorable mentions. One honorable mention is this absolutely needs to come back. The Aqua and Purple Taco Bells. Bring them back.
Oh, man.
And then another one is Common Sense. Bring that back, too.
Yeah, good luck there.
Yeah. All right, so
what?
Common Sense. That was a joke.
Oh, that's what I
All right, number 10. This one is a beverage. It is the Blue Pepsi.
Okay.
Number 9 is a fast food joint called Boston Market.
I have one up the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Then we'll do number 9 of the Awkward Purple Taco Bells.
Okay.
I didn't know I thought they all closed.
Nope. I got.
Well, the one near us closed. This one is Pizza Rita's. The tortilla
Ooh.
Chips flavored with pizza.
Dude, that's good stuff.
Numero 7 is Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
Ooh.
Okay.
And
God, those were good.
Oh, as of right now, this is the number 1. The Lifesavers Cream Savers.
All right, the Cream Savers.
Strawberry was the best
Got
one.
It.
Oh,
correct, it was.
Strawberry, yes. Orange, caramel. Wasn't there another one or no?
I
just know strawberry and orange.
But yeah, strawberry.
Strawberry was like the top. Orange was like close to it, and then the other one was just like, it was like a far gap between two.
Yeah. No, though,
man. Whew. All right, number 10 for me. I'm going with the Mondo drinks.
Ooh,
they were the OG of the little twist caps, man. Those were badass when you were a kid.
The Kool-Aid jammas.
Yep. Correct. Now, my number 9... I can get when I go to the movies because they have the fucking kiosks now, but you can't get it in stores, so I'll put an asterisk with it. But I love lemon Pepsi. I miss the lemon Pepsi.
I never had it.
All the flavors they had. You never had lemon Pepsi?
No.
Oh my god, dude, it's so fucking good. But you can get it at a movie theater if they have like the touchscreen thing.
Or at like a McDonald's, Wendy's, they have the thing where you can add all the crazy flavors.
Yeah, where you can whatever if they have it.
Make the drink
number
yours. If you want,
yes.
You shouldn't be denied diabetes. Just
enjoy it. It's your right. America.
Yeah.
All right, number 8. It tasted like shit, and it looked like shit. But remember when they had colored ketchup?
Oh.
When they brought out the purple ketchup?
I hate
ketchup
to begin with, so that was a hard
Yeah, you don't like ketchup, dude. It was weird. And it looked weird.
The purple
it tasted weird.
Was nasty. The green was like snot.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't understand how that was.
What do I put in a hot dog?
Yeah.
Mustard.
Oh, gross.
Oh, man.
I'm not accepting
mustard. A little spicy mustard, some chili, and some chopped up white onion with some shredded cheese on top.
And that's why you drink IPAs. Hughes and I drink Miller Lite and ketchup.
I'm
30 packets of ketchup.
I'm going to be going to get the Mick Ultra.
Oh, boy. All right. Washkush, my number 7, Rice Krispie Treat Cereal.
Nice!
And then my number 6, I don't know if this is out again or not because of the movie or whatever, but I miss the Ecto Coolers. They were out.
It had like a short lived like rebirth
right.
And then it went away.
Still there.
I don't know.
But I miss the Ecto Cooler. The heist, the little. That was like, man.
In like
I miss
the
it.
Big can too, where you had to get that weird can opener to pop the triangle holes.
Right, yep. Uh-huh, that's right. The old school can opener.
Nice.
Jesus. Oh, man, we're old.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Oof.
Buddy Delaware.
Round
table, number 5.
All right. Continuing my trend of the chicken tenders. McDonald's Chicken Selects, they were better than the chicken nuggets.
Yes, they were.
Ooh, man. I have
Ronald You want to do something for the kids, Ronald? Bring that
also, thing with McDonald's is you can basically just have it your way. That's their slogan. If you want to get a McDouble off the $2 menu, because they got rid of the dollar menu, and you want the Big Mac sauce on it, you can get the Big Mac sauce on it.
Interesting. I had a Big Mac.
And they're like starting to introduce the chicken Whopper, which you could have just said, can I get a chicken Big Mac?
Right.
You could just like, can I get a Big Mac, but instead of two patties, can I get two McChickens? And they might give you like an upcharge of a dollar or something like that. They're like, yeah, have it your way, and then you can have a chicken Big Mac.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Sometimes you don't know what you can get until you ask.
Yeah, I know.
All right. My number five is a very recent one of Dr. Squatch, the cedar citrus scent. Fucking bring it back, God damn it. That was the very first soap that I used by them, and I was hooked from day one, wash one, and now they're like, no, we're discontinuing it online. But
I can't argue that. It's a good one.
I still see it in Walmart, but I have a feeling that it's when it's gone, it's gone.
That's why that day I went, I grabbed, I think, 4 or 5 of them or something,
yeah.
And that was it. That's all they had on the shelf.
I recommend getting the Star Wars ones, though. They do smell good. The original Star Wars ones, not the from the sequel trilogies, which you have no idea what that means anyway. Anyway, number 5.
No fucking clue. Number 5. Bring back French Toast Crunch. I want my French toast back. Or /, Waffle Crisp. Or no,
ooh.
Waffle something. Not Waffle
Crisp. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Honeycomb.
The waffle. Honeycomb. No, not Honeycomb. It was Waffle something.
Waffle Crisp.
God. Is Waffle Crisp then, yeah. Yeah. Alright, Hughes, 4.
I'm not sure if these are around still. I'm pretty sure they're not, but I've been long before. But, Flintstone Push-Up Pops.
I still see Push-Up Pops. I don't know if I've seen the Flintstones.
But not the Flintstones. No, no, the Flintstones are the OGs. Oh, man.
Yeah, they were good.
But let's put
the
ice cream.
Would get so soggy.
Ice cream in a toilet paper holder. Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
so genius.
And, well, you know why? Because that's the way that they had to do it.
You know, here's one that's not on my list, but it's a random honorable mention. They were nasty as fuck, but when you were underage and cheap and poor, ice beers. Like Miller High Life Ice, Bud Ice, Labatt Ice.
Oh
ice.
My God.
They still make that. They still make Keystone Ice. They're nasty as fuck. They'll get you fucked up, but like it
Yeah, drinking one's like drinking two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, if you know, you can afford good high quality beers, drinking one's like drinking four sometimes.
Jesus.
If you drink a Scotch ale.
Alright. Number that's good, the Bear Again Bastard. You were on a kick of those for a while. Number 4. This absolutely needs to come back. It was the most fantastic thing ever. This is a local company, Pennsylvania company, I guess I should say. Middlesworth, the Weekender Bucket.
Ooh.
The cardboard bucket.
Yeah.
The
cardboard bucket, wow.
Every type of chip that they had, it was in the cardboard bucket. Now it's just in a really big bag that says the Weekender.
I don't think any other potato chip is as fattening as Middlesworth.
Or as good.
Yeah, I know. Like, you need a bag of those over a weekend, you're carrying like an extra pound and a half.
That's probably a reason why that's not back. But
yeah,
another chip I'm a big fan of is comes in a purple bag. It was like New York Deli. They're like super crunchy.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. They're like crunchier than like your average normal kettle cooked chip. Like multiply that by like 2 and that was the crunch. I don't know how they did it.
Yeah, I love the crunch.
They're not
crunch.
As good now. I had them maybe like a couple months ago. Not as good as they used to be back in the day. Which was a Tuesday, by the way.
All right, number 4.
Yeah.
You guys remember the cell phone gum?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Love the cell phone
and
gum.
And the Band-Aid gum?
Huh.
That's right. Made me feel like a badass.
Mm-hmm. They still got the candy cigarettes. They have them in the one gas station by my house.
Yes, they do
I'd
have
like
them.
To just get rid of the middleman and give the kids the real cigarettes.
Wow.
You know?
Start them young.
Number 3.
Big League Chew. They still got that, too.
Oh, they do.
Oh,
you know
I've got every...
You know where I recently got
I've got every flavor on my desk. I got blueberry, cherry, sour grape.
I just bought some last weekend at fucking fucking Old Navy. I was in line.
They still got the bubble jug where it was just like this powder that you would dump. They still make that? I mean, like a place like Five Below would be like a...
Yes.
You just dump it in your mouth. Uh-huh.
All right, we're getting off topic here. Number three.
Yep, number three. This is a repeat Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
Nice.
Maybe it'll come back. They're filming the new Ghostbusters. Maybe it'll come back.
This one I haven't seen in years, so if it's still around, correct me. Bonkers Candy.
Huh.
You remember Bonkers?
I remember.
It was like
a
weird-looking rabbit or something like that. That was the logo.
Oh, the... Okay.
Not to be confused with Trix.
No, not Trix.
I
want to
say it was
Bonkers.
A rabbit, but it was like a weird taffy-like candy. And it was about the same size as...
Bonkers Candy.
What's the... Bazooka Joe gum. It was about the same size as that.
Yeah, I looked it up. I'm looking at it right now. Did you say comic or condo? I thought you said
comic.
No,
because you know, like, Bazooka Joe.
Dude, like, what the fuck? Yeah. No, Bazooka Joe was great.
I think they still
I'm looking at Bonkers.
It was like a red, white, and blue label.
Oh, I know Bonkers. It was like liquidy in the middle. Almost.
Yeah, it was like, I think they were all cherry or something like that.
Oh, fruit candy. Dude, yes.
They were fucking good.
I remember that.
They were fucking good.
Oh. Yeah, that's
so cool. All you younger people born after the year 2000, you have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
In the year 2000.
And we're sorry. Sorry you missed out on the good stuff.
Okay, so my number three. Gum flavor. I don't know if you guys remember this or not. Do you guys remember when Gatorade had gum?
Yes.
Gator gum?
Yes. It was supposed to rehydrate you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Bullshit. Really? Oh, God, that was... Oh, yeah, Gator gum, dude. And they had in the lemon-lime flavor or whatever it was. Oh, my God, it was so good.
All right, Jim, here. Get rid of my Boston Market one and put Gatorade lemon ice flavor.
Ooh, there you go. Oh, man.
But the aqua Gatorade and purple Taco Bells need to come back.
Yeah, the old school ones.
Number two. The best cereal ever in the history of the world, Product 19.
The fuck is that? Is that something like...
Oh my God, huge. Jesus Christ.
There's a red box with a giant white 1-9 on it. They're just like
Cornflakes.
Yeah. But they were great. Like, not great,
that's,
like Frosted
that's
Flakes.
That's when there was a big push for that shit, where like...
Yeah.
Like the flake would... Oh, it has enough fiber and wheat and all
that.
Oh
my
God, Product 19.
Wow.
I haven't heard that forever, Hughes. That's wild.
All right. You guys really would hope this would come back for me. Phones with physical keyboards where you can push the fucking buttons. I fucking hate digital keyboards.
Yeah, that'd be true, because I feel, honestly, sometimes I read text messages from you and I think that you've been kidnapped and you're trying to signal to me for your phone to send help.
No, if I send you a text or a message that is in perfect grammar with like periods and like spelled correctly, that then you know something's wrong.
It's like the meme with the Terminator, right? Yeah. Where she's called him. It's like Rita Washker's text saying, he's gone. Yeah. No way.
Your foster parents are dead.
All right.
There's a good bonus. Make up random things for Terminator to say your foster parents are dead.
Yeah, do your own meme.
Yeah.
Shit. Come on, stop loading. All right, number two for me, the Mickey Mouse Parade Ice Pops.
Ooh.
Those were the best ever. They came in the full shape of the character. Mickey, Daffy.
Donald.
Minnie, Goofy. Whatever the fuck.
I don't know if Daisy was. She was added after the fact. And
I don't do Disney. There was only three. There was cherry, grape, and orange. That was it. It was the dog and the dog, the duck, and the mouse.
Pluto, Mickey, and Donald. Or Goofy.
There you go.
Because Goofy and Pluto are both dogs. One can talk and walk, and one is on all fours and barks, so. A
lot of power and control in that.
The number one. Jesus.
Number one.
What? Number one. The McRib.
Oh, my God.
Obviously.
No, it's so disgusting.
That's Hughes' jam. That's Hughes' jam. I knew he was going to say
that. Mayan, I'm not a car guy, but I've always loved this car and I always wanted one. Chevy El Camino.
Oh, the El Camino.
But don't make it stupid.
Hanging out drinking
like,
in the back of an El Camino.
Don't make it stupid like the new Camaro.
Right. Just
like
the old
just
version.
Literally bring back like the 1970s version with like modern shit in it. Like that's what I want. And like a nice candy green. like a Jolly Rancher green.
Sour apple.
Dude, number one. My favorite fruit snack of all time. Shark Bites.
Ooh.
Because they came with the white ones, which were different than the flavored fruit ones.
How about...
I love the Shark Bite.
I was at a birthday party for my cousin's kid, so I guess it would be my second cousin. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Anyway, they gave a little candy bag to my kid, and it had a fruit roll up, or a fruit by the foot in it.
Oh, man. Fruit by the foot. Wow.
I gave it to my kid. She fucking hated it.
Damn. She didn't like it?
I didn't.
Well, it's probably all shitty process now.
Oh, it was all shitty process back then, but I had some. I'm like, you know what?
It's worse now.
Yeah, kid. I understand. It sucks. It did suck.
Well, they... It's different than 20, 30 years ago. Oh, fruit roll-ups. Yeah.
But not like the healthy ones that like some people would bring. You know.
No. Remember the fruit roll-up where you could press it on your tongue?
Oh, yeah.
Put the whatever on your tongue, like whatever. All right. I don't know. It's good time.
Let's get into this. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 honorable mentions. We could have did this easily to 100. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Jesus Christ.
And we're back.
There we go.
I couldn't think of a slogan. Holy shit, we're doing fucking TV jingles and...
Wow.
We should have did a slogan. Should we do this again?
No. You know what you need?
You need some of this.
To help out... You need head on. Apply to the forehead. Head on. Just apply to the forehead. Head on. Remember that commercial?
Here, take two of these.
In the middle of fucking Little. Jeopardy.
Yellow.
Little. Nuprin. Yellow.
So we're gonna do what? We're gonna do traditional, old school. We're bringing it back. 30
yes.
30 to 21, 20 to 11, and then round
Oof.
Table to
10. Oof! Yeah. I love it. I'm in.
Right. Always round table to 10.
You guys ready?
Fuck it.
Go,
I'm ready.
Go slow. I have a lot of honorable mentions. I think I said I had like let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh. Here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Number 30. Little local action. GERRITYS spells Garrity's. We're proud of all the service.
Now called the Fresh Grocer.
That's right.
Oh,
all
right. God.
Number 29. Nationwide is on your side.
Ooh.
Nationwide is on your side. Come on, encourage the. You gotta get. Feel it. Right. Have another beer or two.
I'll feel some of them. Number 28. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Number 27. Okay. Ricola.
And I was buying that shit like it was going out of style last week.
Yeah, I bet. Number 26. I took some liberties with this, so I don't know if this counts, but Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Yeah, that is.
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
You know, the sound all of our bones make in the morning now.
Yeah.
Because we're fucking old.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, my lower back. Number 25. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Not true. Folgers tastes like...
Oh, it does. It's like... But they're jingle.
Yeah, but they're
the jingle's good.
Now, I don't want to offend some of our audience. If rotten ass is what you're into, go for Folgers.
Go for it.
Number 24. Number 24. Something that you would hope would not taste like rotten ass. Every kiss begins with...
Ooh, unless you're... Eating rotten ass. We're not going to go there, but...
Uh-oh,
SpaghettiOs. Damn, that's good.
Number 22, a week late from St. Patrick's Day, but they're magically delicious.
Ooh.
Lucky Charms. And number 21, Liberty.
Man.
Limo, emu, and
I wonder how many freaking insurance commercials are going to be on this fucking list.
Dude, insurance is the only way to sell insurance. Alright,
so, number 30, kicking it off with some insurance. Limo, emu. Number 29. Hot Pockets.
Oh my god.
Oh, you missed Hot Pockets. See, there it is. There's the first one. I missed it.
Number 28. Wow. We went old school. Oscar Mayer. My baloney has a first name.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's H-O-M-E-R. Number 27. I don't know if this is a local one or not, but... oh, fuck. I just thought of a great local one. And actually, the pizza place is still open. So the one I just thought of, it's actually down in Wilkes-Barre, not Monday Street.
Monday Street.
The street. But it's
Monday
Street. You go
Monday
to...
Street.
On Monday
you go
Street.
To Janusi's. You go to Janusi's. The great.
Okay.
That's the one I just thought of. Quick Joe.
Oh God!
Get the Quick Joe.
Gotta go to Quick Joe. Oh my God!
All right.
Jesus.
26. No apologies of it getting stuck in your head. 1-800 Safe Auto. Call is free.
Oh,
pick up the phone. Say photo.
I slept on that
Hughes,
one.
Hughes, this one's
time.
For you. 25. Nanerpuss. Nanerpuss. I have no idea what the fuck it is. Just that night.
It's so good.
Nanerpuss.
Nanerpuss. Nanerpuss.
Now you're ready for
oh
a real
my God.
Purpose.
The Nanerpuss.
Nanerpuss.
I have a feeling that's not the end of that one for the night. Number 24 is I'm a Toys R Us kid. I don't want to grow up.
Ooh, there you go. Okay, okay.
I don't know. I think you said it at 25, but if you're interested in eating rotten ass, Folgers.
There you go.
Okay. 22. We are farmers. Bump, da dum bum, bump, bump, bump.
Bump, da dum bump, 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 bump.
Is that Farmers Only? Or
no. Farmers Only is the dating website.
Oh, that's for Farmers
yes,
Smash.
Yes, for Farmers Smash.
Farmers Smash. What's a farmer pickup line like on Farmers Only? Like, hey girl.
You want to be my hoe?
Hey girl, you want to see my tractor? My sister sure liked it.
Oh, my God.
Is that your tractor story?
He thinks my tractor's sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, guess what? The field's not the only thing going to get plowed tonight.
Hey-o. All right, number 21 here. We're going to go a little bit local here. We're going to go down to Monday Street in Wilkes-Barre. Vanskoy,
oh
the diamond mine. It's the place for you.
Wow.
On Monday Street.
Why?
Monday Street. That's
Monday
Street.
That's that's just genius marketing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jim, when was the last time you're in back in 570? It was probably 717 at that point.
Yeah. And I still remember that commercial. All right, ready? 30 to 21. Number 30. Do you remember old school commercial? Remember Santa packs are coming? Coke would do their Santa packs are coming. Santa packs are coming. And then all the trucks would drive by. And then how about you guys want something to eat? How about Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat?
That was
another
tough cut.
Number 28. Safe Flight Repair.
Oh,
Safe Flight
fuck.
Replace. So fucking annoying.
I think we're going to start. I think we're
going to
start
all over the place. We might. All right, 27. O'Reilly. Auto Parts. 26. This is a recent one, and it's the most annoying fucking commercial ever. Get your docks in a row. Get your docks in a row. Did you ever see that commercial?
I don't have cable anymore, so.
Look it up.
I don't either.
You don't have cable? That's why. Just look it up.
Either.
It's all annoying. Right. Get your docks in a row.
What's it even for? Like,
25. It's an app where you can find doctors.
Oh, wow.
So it's like get your docks in a row. Yeah. It's like some fucking stupid app. Number 25. I got to put the Mentos song on there just because of Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Makes the fresh goes
fresh
better.
Goes
Mentos.
How about that fucking commercial I sent you guys today?
Dude, the with gun. The guy with the gun. Oh my God. It's so bad but good.
Fresh goes
all
better.
Alright, how about 24? I spelt it wrong. My Baloney has a first name.
Ooh, that's the number one right now, I think.
So we sneaked up on that one.
Snuck up.
Yeah, sneaked, snuck, I don't know. I'm not a writer. Let's see, number 23. How about Huggies? I'm a big kid now.
That was another tough cut.
I'm a big kid now. Number 22. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. So okay, fucking annoying. And then, Hughes.
Yo.
I'm with you with the ass part of this, I guess. Every kiss begins with K.
Okay. All right. All right. Very good.
Every kiss begins with K.
It's so goddamn fucking annoying, all of these. But they stick. They stick.
20 to 11, I feel like, is where the men are going to get separated from the boys.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Alright, number 20, Dr. Pepper. I'm a pepper too.
Yeah.
Remember that? No?
Wow.
I mean, it's from like before.
Not a big fan of it, but I number remember. 19.
Yeah. Number 19, the quilted quicker picker upper, Bounty.
Oh! Right.
Number
I slept
18,
on that one.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Oh! Pounds.
Yeah, you're a big fan of those.
Oh, of course.
Like the Almond
that was,
Joy, but that's a great song.
That was on me and Jim's shit list of
fuck.
Hated
Halloween
candy.
Yeah.
But, I think we need to revisit that this year.
Yeah. Number 17. This is a repeat. Somebody said this already. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware. Whatever.
Ace is the place with the hood. Yeah.
Number 16. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Ooh. I don't want to know what you guys would do.
That's a good
I'll
one.
Tell you what I would do. I would double the pleasure. I would double the fun. I would double the excitement for double mint gum. Number 15.
Ooh. Wow. All right.
Something just happened.
Washkush disappeared.
Bunny Goodman got kidnapped. We're
is
gonna
good?
Get a text perfectly written.
Oh God. Yeah, I was gonna
trouble.
Say.
Number 14.
I look back and he's gone.
Number 14, I have a tough time with this one because there's been some real controversy around this, but $5 foot long Subway.
$5 foot long.
Number 13, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Oh. Break me off a piece of
that
Kit Kat bar.
Number 12,
fancy.
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
Oh my God, he was no. Cha-cha-cha-chia.
And number 11, I have a structured settlement, but I need cash now. Call J.G. Wentworth.
J.G.
Wentworth. 877 cash
now. That's where you got that from, you bastard. That's the 877. Okay.
877.
Okay. Damn it.
And like
okay.
I said, that should be a three banger.
Okay. Got
it. All right. What are we on? 20 to 11?
20 to 11.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is definitely where the boys and the men are separated. Or the ladies and the women, for all our female listeners. 20. This is a local company. I would not recommend going in there. I went there, and it was the worst service I've ever had in my life. But Sunday, Monday, Dixon City, Hyundai. Tuesday, Wednesday,
oh
Dixon
my
City,
God.
Hyundai. Thursday, Friday, Dixon City, Hyundai. Saturday, Dixon City, Hyundai. I don't know the rest, but that fucking commercial is so
that's fucking
fun.
Annoying.
But that was by far the worst car dealer I've ever been to in my life. 19. I gave this company a good chunk of my money last week because my entire house was hit with some sort of fucking plague we picked up from somewhere. Not the Rona, though. It was just some fucking normal cold. Cola.
God. Okay. There we go.
A game I play with my kid multiple times a week. Go for it. Connect Four. Hey, get off
my
back.
God.
Go for it. Connect
I haven't
four.
Heard that song in forever.
Number 17. O'Reilly's. I don't know if it's O'Reilly's or another one. Where you can type in
it's O'Reilly.
FC something. It's like
it's the
flux
capacitor,
yeah,
right?
It's always permanently out of stock, but you can
yep.
you can try buying it.
Yep.
Is it O'Reilly's?
Mm-hmm.
It's FC 121, I think.
Yeah.
One point
awesome.
Or 1.21. Yeah, FC 1.21, 1.21 gigawatts. Mm-hmm. And it, I'm almost positive it's O'Reilly's, but check it out. You can see it's pretty cool. Number 16. Probably going to butcher it. Bagels in the morning, bagels in the evening, bagels anytime. Bagel Bites.
Okay.
All right. Oh. Yeah. Get a pizza at supper time.
Pizza in the morning. Yeah, there it is. See? I
pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time.
Yeah. Number 15. You can twist it. You can turn it. You can flick it. And you can bop it.
Oh my god, the bop it.
Yep.
That's deep. That's good. Very good.
I remember playing Cards Against Humanity. It was like, I'm a fancy wizard or something like that was the card, and how do I show it to people when I travel back in time? I pull out a bop it. All right, 14. Nationwide is on your side.
Okay.
Okay, so I just realized I put Bagel Bites twice. So my number 13, I'm going to pull from one of my honorable mentions. What's the most annoying one out of all of these? Mr. Clean.
That's one I missed.
I was going to pull
God damn it.
K-A-R-S for kids, cars for kids. Fuck that.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
Yeah. All right, so Mr. Queen. Number 12. Meow mix, please deliver. Whatever. I don't know. Meow mix. I like chicken.
Meow.
I like chicken. I like liver. Meow mix.
Meow mix, please deliver.
Please deliver.
Oh, God.
And number 11, I'm almost positive it was part of the trailer for this movie.
Eight more days till Halloween. Oh my Halloween. God.
Eight more days till Halloween. Silver Shamrock.
Look. This guy will do anything to slip in Alestorm and Halloween 3 into every conversation of his life.
But I'm almost positive it was in the trailer to advertise the movie.
I think it was.
And if it wasn't...
Wow. Okay, marking that down as H3. Holy shit. Alright, how about number 20? I'm not singing it. I don't know the words, but the Free Credit Report song with the guys in the car.
Free Credit Report.
Credit Report. E spells free, something like that. All right. Number 19. That was a real band too.
Yeah.
But they were.
They won like some sort of contest. That was basically to be in there. That was it for them.
That was their fame.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they made.
I mean.
All right. So hold on. 20, 19.
I mean, they're still probably riding those coattails, but you know what?
Oh, yeah, they get paid every time it's played.
Which it's not played anymore. All right,
how about 19? How about the Intel notes, just the four notes? Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun. All right.
WNBC.
Oh, God. And then how about I'm stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid's stuck on me.
Yep.
Number 17, Stanley Steamer. Oh, your home cleaner.
That was an honorable mention to me.
Hughes, you had it at 16, I got it at 15. How about Double Your Pleasure, Double Mint Gum?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
15. Jeez. How about the best coffee in the world? The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Whoa. Ass.
Love ass. That ass.
Ass. Titties. Ass titties.
Here's the best
ass,
part.
Ass, titties, ass, and titties.
When you're done drinking... You're done drinking the coffee, and you have indigestion, and you don't feel good.
Ooh.
You take some plop, fizz, fizz. What a relief it is, right?
Oh my!
God. I thought you were going something else.
No.
That might be coming up.
About 13, I've got meow, 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 meow. Just the cat singing.
That's kind of like right now the number one. I had it at 12.
Meow, 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 meow. Let's see. How about number 12? I got Kit Kat, Give Me a Break.
Nice.
And then number 11, I don't know if you guys know this commercial or not, but do you remember WeBuyAnyCar.com?
Yes.
WeBuyAnyCar.com. So fucking
oh, fuck. Like, I just thought of another one that you guys may or may not have in your top tens. I have some honorable mentions. I don't know if they've been said by, well, they're to be said by you guys. But I got the... You want me to do it or no?
No, wait. Do save it. The honorable mentions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, save them in case.
You guys, where's this? You guys blew up my top 10. Wow.
Only two things in my top 10 have been said so far.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Seven have.
I stopped.
Seven. I'm fucked.
I've had 1, 2, 3, 4 hit on my top 10.
God damn it.
I think my number 4 is going to be our number... Well, never mind.
Alright, number 10. This is an odd choice, and this one is for you guys. MTV News. Peace sells the baseline.
But who's buying it?
Oh, man.
My number 11.
Metallica is the band that Megadeth still wishes to be.
Alright. Popping a Jenny Cran Orange Kelebear.
I'll tell you what, Jenny really upped
their game. They did. At least they're seasonals. They definitely have somebody younger that understands craft beers and they're not changing the old.
Not everybody wants to go to Andy's Pizza and drink Jenny Cream Ale out of a mug that hasn't been washed since 1994.
I was just in there not too long ago. It's not Jenny Cream Ale. It's just a straight up Jenny.
Is it?
It's which is just nasty.
I can go for Andy's Pizza. I'll take a.
Christ.
Well,
I've had one in ages.
Stop up here and say hi. Number 10 is probably my top three most money spent in a store in a year. Home Depot. How doers get things done.
There you go.
Which wow. I just found out while doing this rank. The Home Depot, the is played on the same instrument as... The Blue Man Group.
They probably bought it there.
They probably did. The PVC pipe.
They probably bought it there. Jim, number 10.
Wow. How about some Chili's baby back ribs?
Chili's baby back ribs. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Get just in
genius
my
marketing.
Belly!
Oh,
there's
God.
So many of them, too. It's like, hey, man, my girl just left me. I just need something to play for me. And he's like, Chili's, I need my baby
oh
back.
Oh, my God. Oh, baby back ribs.
All right. Number 9.
Niner.
A little traditional. The ba-da, bop, bop, bop. I'm loving it.
Ba-da, bop, bop.
I'm loving it. I'm big loving it.
Number
big
9. Loving. Every time I hear this, I think of Wayne's World. Cha-cha-cha-chia!
There you go.
Ow, what a commercial. Benjamin.
Which, surprisingly, that product is still functioning today, like, being sold.
I've got two of them in my house. They're great.
It's the dumbest thing ever, but, like, it somehow... Stupid. It's stupid, but they sell.
They sell. How about number 9? What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Alright, Hughes.
Number 8. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Ooh, okay.
This is our number 1 as of right now.
Ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it.
Wow.
Mickey D's.
Wow. Damn. Alright, so number 8 for me is going to be the pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time.
Oh,
that's
why you
can
fucking
have pizza
knew it.
Anytime. Oh, I knew it. Number 8. I love it.
You knew it, but you didn't want to jump in.
Yeah. I tried to casually slide in.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, like, going through the edits, knowing what your number 1s and 2s and 3s are.
Right.
And then, like...
See where it is.
Like, when I was doing Ale Storm, like, you can hear Jim's pure and utter disappointment when, like, he's like Tortuga, and like me and Hughes are like, I don't know, like low 20s. And Jim's like, oh, fine.
I know.
And then, like, return to Tortuga, and I'm like, both of us are like, no. And, like, it just, like,
so good. See,
nothing was better than the Queens of the Stone Age episode with Hughes, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He wore his emotions on both sleeves that night.
Yeah. That between that, and when Hughes yelled at me over Black and Blue from the Stones, I got scared. I got really scared. I thought he was going to drive down here and beat me up.
Those are two. I might go back and listen to those two.
That whole night. What the fuck, Jim? I thought this was your favorite album.
Jim,
what the
for fuck? Fucking, for
20
days, you talked about how you love the album.
You
don't pick a single fucking song from it.
Not a song.
Not a single song.
Not one.
All right, Jim. We went to 50, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went 50. Yeah,
we went to 50.
50, 50. And you didn't pick one song.
No.
Oh my God.
And I think, didn't we buy you that on vinyl for your birthday or something like that?
No, you got me Pixies. I bought that off eBay. Oh, it's so good. I love the album.
It on
it's a
eBay,
total
so
album.
You can never take it out of the cell phone. The
yeah, right, I've never listened
seven.
To it yet.
Number seven. Do you guys remember the Frogs?
Bud, what? Damn.
I was gonna go those, but that's not really a jingle. It's more of a slogan.
Yeah, but it's kind of musical.
Bud. See, it's got notes.
Yeah. Well, everything has notes.
Fuck.
All right.
See, I didn't get the Budweiser.
Number seven, Jim. I was disappointed it was a little lower for you, but give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I thought you said that already, didn't you?
Hughes and I both... Yeah, Hughes and I had it at 12 and 13.
Yeah. And Kit Kat's, Kit Kat was your number one Halloween candy. I thought it would have been a little higher.
Yeah, I know. I like the candy, not the song. All right, number seven. I'm going with McDonald's, but I'm going with a different song. I like the I Love Loving It, but I like the Give Me That Filet of Fish. Give Me That Fish. Give me that filet of fish.
Give me some fried fish with a processed American cheese on it.
Blech. Like I'm just saying. It's a great song.
I don't know what fucking idiot thought that was a good idea. All right. The number of the beast.
Number six.
Six.
I want chicken. I want liver. Ooh. Meow mix.
Meow mix,
please
deliver.
That might be our number one
meow,
right
meow,
now.
Meow.
Did anyone else say it?
Okay.
We both did. I said it at 12. Jim was. I think we both said it at 12.
Oh, shit.
I had it at 13.
All right, I had 12. Jim, 13. You and your top 10.
Six.
So that's our number one right now.
Ooh, that's a big one.
That's huge for you, even though it's not your top five, but.
Okay.
That's big.
Guys, it's my money, and I want it now. It's my money, and I want it now. J.G. Whitworth,
wow.
877 cash now.
Genius. God damn it.
Don't tell me you fucking slept on that. It's probably your number one.
My number six, five. $5 foot long.
Oof.
Five. Yep.
Nice.
You should put that at five.
Just minus the whole Jared.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that's where I was going.
Yeah.
With the whole... You know,
and the fact that Subway just makes me fucking shit my pants uncontrollably. Like
now it
minutes.
Does, yeah.
The last time I had Subway,
good,
I ate it
so
20
bad.
Minutes later, I was running to the bathroom.
Oh, it's the worst feeling.
Speaking of stuff that is going to make you go to the bathroom immediately, Arby's, we've got the meats.
Oh, I was saying that on the break. You missed it. Oh, Hughes, you missed it.
What happened?
I was saying to Jim, I had some... honorable mentions, and I'm like, it's not really a jingle, but it's
yes. I just
and then I said, I'm like,
Arby's,
you know, David Putty, he loves it.
Bump 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 bump. It's got the notes to it.
Yeah,
it works. God
damn.
Man, that's good.
Oh shit, I have a feeling I know what both of your number ones are now.
I don't know.
What's your number five?
My number five. I also think of Wayne's World when I hear this. Clap on, clap off. The clapper.
The clapper. That's a good one. Wow, the clap. Okay.
Which I've never owned one. Have you guys ever owned a clapper?
No, you know what? My grandparents did, and it was so fucking sensitive to sound, they had to get rid of it, because if there was a loud noise on the TV, it would turn the lights off. And if, like, say somebody, like... Yeah, right. So, like, because my grandpa, like, you saw my grandpa, like, the kitchen and living room flowed through. Yeah, there you go. That a Tahoe? Yeah. So, if, like, if my grandfather put something on the table, if it made a loud enough noise, it would trigger the sensor. So, it was handy. Yeah, but, like, something like that, boom, the lights would turn on or off. Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, yeah, that wasn't, that didn't
two
work.
Two legendary commercials, back-to-back in Waynesville.
Oh, yeah. All right, my number five. Ch-ch-ch-chia.
Ooh.
Love the Chia Pet. Love the Chia Pet.
Two top tens on that one, and I think you said it.
I've got a shit emoji Chia.
That might be the number one right now, actually.
Yeah.
Right, number four.
Technically.
Number four. It was just said. Clap on, clap off.
Oh, clap.
The
boy.
Wow, that's getting steamy.
All right, this is Stanley Steamer here now.
This is the big one.
Number four, which I think might be our number one overall. Chili's. Baby back ribs.
Baby back ribs. Okay.
Damn.
I tried learning the thing that they do in the ketchup bottle with a knife, but fuck it.
No.
I don't need that shit.
All right, my number four. Ricola.
Ricola.
Ricola. Only because we didn't have money to buy Ricolas. I never had a Ricola till I was 18.
Oh, they're so good.
I thought it was like, oh, I know. I thought it was like this luxury. I never had a Ricola. Now it's like I eat them like candy. And they're fantastic.
Like I was, like I said, I had some plague last week, and I was pounding down Ricolas, and then my fiance went to Walmart. She got the Walmart brand of like the honey lemon cough drops. Ooh. Not the same. It's not the same.
Doesn't make the cut.
No, Ricola or nothing. And then Lundens, they're basically were candy. They were cherry candy.
Oh, man, the Lundens are great.
All right, what are we on? Three.
Number three.
Top three. Hughes, wow. Where are we going?
My baby back, baby back.
Oh,
there it is.
I think Hughes won this one. I don't even know what his one and two are, but...
He might pull this
one out.
That's
the number one right now.
Okay. I might have missed it. There's no way I missed you guys saying this one.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. I'm scared now. I'm scared.
You both have not said my number one. I don't even know if you will.
I don't know. Maybe we're thinking the same thing.
There might be a meatloaf tonight. There might be a Diamond Dave. Who knows?
I don't know.
You guys haven't said it yet. You guys haven't said it.
No. There's no Diamond Dave.
Nope. Number three, I don't think you guys both have this, but this needs to go into my discontinued items of real men of genius.
Oh, man.
Damn. Bring those back. Damn. Bring those fucking commercials back to a modernized
version. Yeah, those commercials are fucking amazing.
Mr. Thong Bikini Man Wearer.
Oh, man. Those commercials are fucking classic.
But, like, bring it back in a modernized thing, Bud Light. Somebody that listens to this podcast, if you work for Bud Light or Budweiser, please.
No, it's Keystone Light.
No, it was Bud.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it was Bud. No, it was Budweiser. It was Bud Light.
No,
yes, it was. Google it right now.
I know.
Google it.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Dude, do Real Man a Genius. Guy checking Twitter while he's at the game and not watching the play as it happens.
Oh no, it is Bud Light. Sorry. Why was I thinking it was Keystone Light?
Those were the what was the Keystone Light ones?
That was Bitter Beer
Face. Yeah, Bitter Beer Face.
Oh shit.
Oh, there was a mascot we all missed.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right, Bitter Beer Face. He'll make you a dollhouse too.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Okay, we're not going there. Number three, Jim.
Oh, God.
No. I'm up with number three. All right. Clap on, clap off. The clap.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, man, that one, that's our number one right now.
As of now.
Three of us in the top one? Our top five?
Real Man of Genius. Hey, you guy who leaves in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes left because you want to beat traffic but miss the game-winning touchdown and don't get to celebrate with your team when they make a comeback.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There you go.
There you go.
Sorry.
So,
somebody give this man a phone call. or an email, fallingdowntherankings@gmail.com.
Oh, there we go.
Number two. So, I did this one off the top of my head, and because I did, I kind of confused it, but Real Men of Genius.
Yes!
I don't want to show... It's there.
Wow.
I have Real Men of Genius... Here's... I have Real Men of Genius Key Light written. That's what I was thinking about this.
Oh, man.
That's good. That's looking big.
That's the win for you, Hughes, I think. Wow.
It depends on me and Hughes' is one. Wow. This is the song with the jingle that made me think of this entire fucking rank. And it's Fresh Goes Better with Mentos Fresh and something.
Mentos.
And I'm thinking of the commercial from the 90s where the dude in the suit is like rolling on the bench to make it a pinstripe suit.
Yes, sir.
Except for the commercial I sent you guys today where like it was the dude with the fucking gun and like it's like get the
with the gun, yeah.
Oh my god. Oh man, Hughes, if we sync up. I don't think you will.
Wow. All right. My number two is Toys R Us.
Ooh.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah, I had a feeling I had that a little too low, but you know, shit happens.
Way too low. All right. So number one, I am so lost.
Number one, Hughes.
I'd rather not say my number one. I'd rather show my number one.
Oh, the Nanner Plus.
You son of a bitch. He got changed. I didn't even realize he got changed. He got fucking changed and we didn't even realize it.
Nanner Plus.
You sandbagging son of a bitch.
This guy.
Oh, man. Nanner Plus on commercial jingles and mascots.
And guess what? I like pancakes.
Jim didn't even have Nanner Puss.
Jim had Nanner Puss.
Did he?
I know. Wash Puss did. I had Nanner Puss. I don't know what Nanner Puss is still.
Jim, how
I still don't know.
Nanner Puss?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is, but I thought it was
It's a banana. It's the banana on top of the pancakes.
I never had banana on my pancakes.
No, Nanner Puss.
Oh, man. I was at least hoping you'd have my number one somewhere in your countdown.
Oh, my God. This fucking guy. I thought he was taking a shit. No, he's changing his shirt.
Oh, man.
Oh, I didn't even realize it. Wow.
I put a different hoodie on, too.
Honestly, you had a flannel and or you had a gray sweatshirt and a light gray. Now you got a dark gray.
Yeah.
And a flannel underneath.
And a flannel.
Yeah.
We didn't even fucking notice it.
Yeah, we didn't even notice.
Yeah, wow.
That's pretty good.
All right.
I got a lot of hoodies.
My hat that I'm not wearing is off to you on that one. But Hughes, I'm quite disappointed you didn't have this. Nope. No words. Six notes. Da-da-da.
SportsCenter?
Yep. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh,
that's
man,
good.
I didn't even think about that. Well, no, you know what I did think about, though? But I didn't have? Oh, wait. Oh, hold on, Jim. Say you guys...
Is Jim cooler than the other side of the pillow with SportsCenter at number one?
Fuck no. Dude, the greatest song of all time. Guys, I've got a structured settlement, but I need cash now.
It's the greatest
slogan, commercial, jingle, everything.
I called it.
The bus ride, the opera, everything. Dude, when you're shitting your pants and throwing up, you're 11 years old, you're missing your social studies test, you're waiting for Price is Right to come back, that commercial comes on, and you feel okay about yourself. Okay?
Man, wow. This is...
Dude.
I think Baby Back Rib is going to be the number one. And I did call it.
I don't know. I got to try to...
All right.
Wild.
Jim's going to do some numbers. I got to figure this out. And we're going to take a quick break and drain the old sea monster here.
Hughes is going to get changed into something else now. Can't wait to see what it is this time.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be good. All right. Jingle, jingle, motherfucker. Jim's going to give us some numbers.
Before that, I want to give some honorable mentions.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Jingle, motherfuckers.
Remember playing Cars at my parents' house, and you just constantly going,
yes.
Quiznos subs. They're a dollar.
That was one.
Yeah.
Slinky, Slinky goes downstairs. Oh, my God. Everybody loves a Slinky. Yeah.
One I thought you guys would have really pulled from Seinfeld. Bye, Menon.
Oh, man. Costanza.
And then the, I think I said it earlier, the Cars for Kids one. I fucking hate that, but it's so fucking annoying.
One 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
You got a Genoese, the greatest tasting pizza in the land. All right, Jim, give us some continued items that we need back.
Let's see. We only synced up on three that I can put on the list.
There was two in the main list that we synced up on. Or one.
Well, yeah. But no. One. What do you mean one? We synced up on Cream Savers, Rice Krispie Treats, and Ecto Coolas.
But me and Hughes synced up on Real Men of Genius that needs to go into that list.
Oh, well, discontinued? Yeah.
Well, it's a commercial that's no longer around. That needs to be modernized.
Okay.
Like, what did you say? The dude who left the game in the fourth quarter 5 minutes to go and missed his team win, score the team winning touchdown?
Yeah. Because he wanted to beat traffic. The guy that's looking on Twitter and doesn't
and look at you, play. Not in any traffic, but missing out on the celebration of the game.
Yep. Missing on the.
I don't know if that guy that did the original history. Announcing is still alive, but if he is, get that man back.
Oh, man, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, if he's still alive.
Look at you. Real Men of Genius. Look at you, NASCAR fans, sitting on a couch for 4 hours watching a car make a left turn and nothing happens ever. Except an accident that you can go see on a fucking highway.
All right. Good job. So, what was our number one discontinued item?
Jesus Christ. The Ecto Cooler. The Cooler. Alright, so what do we got? We've got... I'm going over to this page here.
Alright. Top 30 commercial jingles. Again, we're not sorry that these are stuck in your head for all eternity because they're stuck in our head. So
here we go. Number 30, Plop Plop Fizz Fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Number 29, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Number 28, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Number 27, Nationwide is on your side. Number 26, he got it on the list. Dun 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 dun. Whatever that is.
Chipmunks.
Oh!
You got it on the list, man.
Eight more days till Halloween.
Yeah, there you go.
Halloween.
Days till Halloween. There Halloween. I always forget
Eight more days till Halloween.
Oh, my
God. Can you turn that crap off? Where's your Halloween spirit?
Let's see. 25, WeBuyAnyCar.com. 24, the Home Depot song. 23, Megadeth. I knew Hughes was going to sneak Megadeth in. His favorite
he's
band
a,
of all time.
He's a closet Megadeth lover.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Such a good bass line.
There's a
29, rank. Ace is the place of the hardware store. Blah,
the helpful hardware store, which the Ace near me is not very fucking helpful at all.
No, they suck.
So it's not just a clever name.
No, not at all.
Home Depot, all the way.
21, Budweiser.
What?
Number 20, give me that filet of fish. Give me that fish.
2003, Jim.
Number 19. Oh, my God, all of it. Give me it all. That's why I have so many canker sores in my 30s. Oh,
my God. Lay off the citrus.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is. 19, we got the meats. Fuckers. A lot of roast beef in 2003.
Oh, my.
Number 18. Number 18, the best part of waking up. Is
rotten ass.
And
what is it?
Rotten ass. And if you have you know, it's Folgers. And we got 17, double mint gum. 16. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
And I'm shocked you guys did not have... Hughes, I'm really shocked you didn't have that. Somewhere.
Oh, I was going to say Monday Night Football. Was
I was going to put a football song. Every network has their own song.
But Monday Night Football is...
Then the NFL. Oh, yeah. With Hank Williams Jr., though. Not this.
I mean, it's nice to watch her do the intro, but Hank Williams, he had the intro.
Yeah.
I think it was nice to watch Hank do it.
Hey. Okay.
What? No, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Fifth. That was my plug for Farmer Smash.
Farmer Smash. I'll let Hank do it. Number 15, what would you do for a Klondike bar? 14, pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. 13, the Mentos song.
That one hurt.
12, I don't know what this is. Nannerpuss. Just Nannerpuss.
Cool. Hey, that's I at least had it. I love it. You know, after the mascots episode, Jim would have at least had it somewhere.
Yeah. How could you not have it?
Dude.
It's so unbelievable.
Number 11, $5
foot. It's so unbelievably ridiculous. It's
the most random thing. I know. I don't understand it, but I don't know. I watched the commercial. All right. We got top 10s. Number 10, McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Number 9, Ricola. Wow. Number 8, Give Me a Break. Give Me a Break. Number 7, Meow, 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 Meow. The Meow Mix song. Let's see. Okay, number 6, I Don't Want to Grow Up. I'm a Toys R Us Kid. Number 5, Real Men of Genius. Number 4, Ch-ch-ch-chia.
Ooh.
Number 3, Call J.G. Wentworth, 877 Cash Now.
Ouch.
Number 2, Chili's Baby Back Ribs.
It's close with the number 1 overall.
Numero uno is clap on, clap off, the motherfucking clap off. Woo!
This is going to be close.
It's so fucking close that I win it with Toys R Us.
Yeah.
We were tied 3-3-3. Toys R Us is the winner.
There you go.
You fuckers had it too low. Way too low.
You didn't even have Real Men of Genius.
I can recount all you want. Genius. Doesn't matter. It's about where it lands. Real Men of Genius was at 5, so we all tied with 3-3-3. The 6th one was I Don't Want to Grow Up, I'm a Toys R Us Kid.
I think the real crime is that Jim didn't have Nannerpuss.
Or Real Men of Genius. And I think the real crime is neither you had SportsCenter.
Oh my god. SportsCenter. I didn't even know that was a thing. That should be in the discontinued thing.
I can't believe you guys didn't have Gary's. How did you not have Gary's? Gary's.
It was your 30. How did you guys not have Dixon City Hyundai? Gary's.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you lived here when it came. It was around.
Good God. All right, so.
I'm glad Halloween 3 made the list.
So.
So Jim won. Of course
it did. So. I won. I'm a winner.
You got a bonus?
I actually fucking won something. I got a bonus.
What's our next rank? I don't even know.
I don't know if I have a bonus.
You have this.
Our next rank is Ghosts.
Oh,
on April.
Actual. Fictional
April
Ghosts.
7th. Fictional or real ghosts. Just ghosts. Not the band Ghost. But ghosts, just ghosts in general. We're going to do our top 30 ghosts of all time. Because technically, April's Halloween in April. Since they do Christmas in July.
May?
It's six May months is... of Halloween. Fuck that shit. It's six
okay,
months.
Okay,
six months.
Fictional ghosts.
I don't know why they picked July for that shit, but 6 months.
It was literally excuses
I think
for
it's some kind
people
of bonus.
To put fucking Christmas lights up in July.
Yes, and I want an excuse to have Halloween shit, so let's do it.
Fictional ghosts. You got a bonus.
I don't have a bonus yet. I got to think of something.
All right, so.
I have a couple in mind, but I'm gonna kick it around.
Let us know.
You know what? No. That's not good enough.
No, don't take them off.
You know what? No. Here, I'll throw some at you
guys. You want to do Halloween, you might as well do a Halloween themed bump.
That's what I'm thinking. Here, listen, I'm going to ride the wave that listen, okay. Top 10 characters from Scream. But you can't
We're
use
Ghostface.
We're
doing that for our Scream fucking thing for Halloween.
Well, guess what? No, we're doing it in April. Change
so,
the plan.
So, top 10 characters other than Ghostface.
Yeah, because Ghostface is probably some of these characters.
And he's probably a Diamond Dave if it was... Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, skip that.
So
think about it. We have 6 movies. We all saw the 6 movies. I won't go into too depth of all the 6 movies, but yeah. Just let's do it. Let's do something scary.
Okay. Scream characters, not Ghostface.
Holy Holy shit, it's Ghostface.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Man, Richie fucking sucked ass as Ghostface. I don't even think he had a kill.
Who's Richie? Who the fuck is Richie?
He's in so Scream 5. Spoiler alert. He's in 5. I won't say anything about 6 whatsoever, but Richie was one of the Ghostface in 5.
Yo, if you guys watch, there's a bunch of videos on YouTube specifically for 5 and 6 about all the plot holes, how it doesn't make sense who the killers are based on certain things that happen, and I'm here for it.
Well, dude, it's,
this is something for the after show. So, all right.
It's not
Happy
good,
Friday, everybody. But, we're back. Yeah. Ecto
we're better than ever.
Product that needs to come back.
I got one thing for Scream. I'm going to say it as soon as we end so I don't forget it.
Okay. number one commercial jingle of all time, and rightfully fucking so.
Nanopuss.
Clap on, clap off. The clapper. That's it. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thank you.